Sefer Dürü Sırman'ı Cepli Street in the Rose. Allahu Akbar. الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. الله أكبر. استغفر الله. استغفر الله. لا إله إلا الله. Inshallah, after the remaining dua, the lessons of tafsir from Surah Al-Kahf will take place. Those who participate, inshallah, will be beneficial. Inshallah, baqiyat dua ke baad darsa Quran hoga. Shirkat farma, inshallah, fayda hoga. Allahumma tisala, wa kisala, wa kisala, wa صلى الله وسلم على نبينا الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. رحمتك يا رحمة الله. إن شاء الله brief lesson of tafsir will take place. Please do participate. إن شاء الله it will be beneficial. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وتركنا بعضهم يومئذ يموج في بعض ونفخ في الصور فجمعناهم جمعا وعرضنا جهنم يومئذ للكافرين عرضا الذين كانت أعينهم في غطاء عن ذكري وكانوا لا يستطيعون سمعا أفحسب الذين كفروا أن يتخذوا عبادي من دوني أولياء إِنَّا أَعْتَدْنَا جَهَنَّمَ لِلْكَافِرِينَ نُزُلًا قُلْ هَلْ نُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِالْأَخْسَرِينَ أَعْمَالًا الَّذِينَ ضَلَّ سَعْيُهُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَهُمْ يَحْسَبُونَ أَنَّهُمْ يُحْسِنُونَ صُنْعًا أولئك الذين كفروا بآيات ربهم ولقائه فحبطت أعمالهم فلا نقيم لهم يوم القيامة وزنا ذلك جزاؤهم جهنم بما كفروا واتخذوا آياتي ورسلي هزوا صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. Last week we were discussing Sayyidina Dhul Qarnayn rahmatullahi alayh. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made him a means through which a group of people were prevented, protected against Ya'juj and Ma'juj and the harms of Ya'juj and Ma'juj and the fitna of Ya'juj and Ma'juj. And after Sayyidina Dhul Qarnayn alayhi salam, rahmatullahi alayhi, he built a wall, sadda, a big wall. And then Sayyidina Dhul Qarnayn, he said, قَالَ هَذَا رَحْمَةٌ مِّن رَبِّي. I can only build this wall through the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the rahmat of Allah ta'ala. So from here we learn the lesson that any person who Allah gives us tawfiq to do anything good, whether it's a small action, big action, automatically we should attribute it to Allah. اللہ تعالی نے مجھے توفیق دی تو میں نے یہ چھوٹی سی عمل کی اللہ نے مجھے توفیق دی تو میں نے یہ جو ہے بڑا عمل کیا whatever good deed we do we attribute it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and then Sayyidina Dhul Qarnayn said فَإِذَا جَاءَ وَعْدُ رَبِّي when the promise of my Rabb comes when the wa'da comes when the promise comes of my Rabb meaning either the day of Qiyamah or it means the time where Allah has decided that this wall will be destroyed then جَعَلَهُ دَكَّا Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reduce this wall to to dust. Allah will totally reduce it to dust. وَكَانَ وَعْدُ رَبِّي حَقًّا And the promise of my Rabb is very true. This will happen. So as we mentioned, towards the day of Qiyamah, this will happen. The Ya'juj and Ma'juj, the wall will be destroyed and they will come. حَتَّى إِذَا فُتِحَتْ يَأْجُوجُ وَمَأْجُوجُ وَهُمْ مِنْ كُلِّ حَدَبٍ يَنْسِلُونَ The Qur'an Allah Ta'ala says, until when the wall of Ya'juj and Ma'juj is open and you will see them kind of descending down from every incline, from every high place. Meaning from so many directions they will come, Ya'juj and Ma'juj, so many in number. Like I mentioned last week, that subhanAllah, they will pass by Buhayra Tabriya, today called Lake Tiberias. And as they pass by it, the first of them will start to drink, and they will start to take water in their pots and their pans and their utensils. And by the time the last of them pass by, all the water will have finished. They will have totally Lake Tiberias, bahut bada jo hai ek samundar jaisa hai, isko puri jo hai pee jayenge, Ya'juj Ma'juj. They will drink the entire Lake Tiberias themselves. So many in number. And Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, in the hadith mentions, he will take the believers, the Muslims, into the mountains. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will inform Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, that, oh Isa, you are not going to win against these people. Inke khilaaf jo hai, aapko fatah nahi milegi. So go, you won't be victorious, go into the mountains. So Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam will go into the mountains with the Muslims, and there'll be few Muslims on the day, not many. Us waqt Musliman bahut qaleel miqdar mein honge. Aksar aur beshtar jo hai jang matlab ke andar jo hai shaheed ho jayenge, shahadat ki jam pee jayenge. Most of them will have passed away by that time. So there'll be few believers, they will go into the mountains. And then Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam will make dua. And after he makes dua, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will answer it, and all the Ya'juj and Ma'juj will die, and they will collapse in their places, and they'll be like tree trunks. Giri hui jaisi darakht ho, is tarah poore jo hai dunya ke andar, is tarah wo bichre hue honge. They'll be scattered throughout the entire earth, like tree trunks which are flattened. So this will happen. So anyway, Allah ta'ala has answered this question, who is Dhul Qarnayn? Dhul Qarnayn ke baare mein puche the na. The Yahud, they asked about Sayyidina Dhul Qarnayn, rahmatullahi alayhi. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has answered, وَيَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنْ Dhul Qarnayn. And then he's mentioned all these details. And then Allah ta'ala says, وَتَرَكْنَا بَعْضَهُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ يَمُوجُ فِي بَعْضٍ And we will leave them. Some of them will be surging into the others. They will be surging into each other. Yeah? Like you have a heavy tide, or water which is gushing. And you have the tide, the waves kind of crushing into each other. Similarly, you see the Ya'juj and Ma'juj, there'll be so many of them. If you go to anywhere where there's huge crowds, Makkah, Medina, yeah, or anywhere else where there's a huge crowd and everybody's kind of pushing into each other, tawaf ke surat mein, yeah, when everybody's pushing into each other, that's how Ya'juj and Ma'juj will be. There'll be so many of them ke ek dusre ko dhakka laga laga ke wo chalte hue honge. Because itne zyada miqdar mein honge, there'll be so many of Ya'juj and Ma'juj, they'll be pushing each other and shoving each other and moving. So the ulama say this is what it means. وَتَرَكْنَا بَعْضَهُمْ, we will leave them on that day in which the wall will be broken, they will be surging into each other. وَنُفِخَ فِي السُّودِ, and then we will blow on the trumpet will be blown. فَجَمَعْنَاهُمْ جَمْعًا, and then we will gather them again for a second time. The first time they will come out surging into each other, Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam will make dua against them, Allah Ta'ala will give them all death. And then Allah Ta'ala will raise them on the day of Qiyamah. Again on the day of Qiyamah, Ya'juj and Ma'juj will be such a huge number. Imagine, in the dunya they were a huge number, on the day of Qiyamah they will be a huge number. So Mufassirun say that this وَتَرَكْنَا بَعْضُهُمْ يَوْمَ إِذٍ يَمُوجُ فِي بَعْضٍ is now not talking about Ya'juj and Ma'juj anymore. It's talking about the day of Qiyamah. On the day of Qiyamah, Allah Ta'ala, after mentioning Ya'juj and Ma'juj, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says, on the day of Qiyamah, what will happen? The people will be in huge hordes and kind of swarms of people, and they will be crashing into each other. And one is because of the despair and the anxiety and the fear of that day, people will be pushing into each other, barging into each other, not knowing which direction to go. So this is يَمُوجُ فِي بَعْضٍ. And then وَجَمَعْنَاهُمْ جَمْعًا, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will gather everybody together. وَنُفِخَ فِي السُّورِ, so this is نُفِخَ فِي السُّورِ, this is the تَتْبَعُهَا الرَّادِفَة. What's the first ayah? رَاجِفَة تَتْبَعُهَا الرَّادِفَة. What's the first ayah? Surah Nazi'at. فَيَوْمَئِذٍ, so one is Rajifa. Sur ko do dafa phunki jayegi na. The sur, the trumpet will be blown twice. The first time is called Rajifa, with the first blowing of the trumpet, and everything will be destroyed. And then tatba'uha Radifa, it will be followed by the Radifa. Radifa is the second blowing of the sur, the trumpet, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring everyone back to life. That's called Radifa. Rajifa is the first one, jiske baad everybody will pass away. Har ek ko jo hai maut ki jampi nahi hogi. Aur uske baad dusri sur phunk jane ke baad sab ko wapas jo hai Allah Ta'ala zindagi naseeb farmayenge. It's called Radifa. So this one, Nufiqa fi sur, is the second blowing of the trumpet that will take place, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will gather everyone on the plain of Mahshar. And then wa'aradna jahannama yawma idhin lil kafirin arda. And then we will present Jahannam يوم إذن, on that day, on the day of Qiyamah, للكافرين, for the disbelievers, عرضا, in front of their faces. So we know on the day of Qiyamah, before we go to Jahannam, or before anyone goes to Jahannam, Allah Ta'ala protect us from the fire of Jahannam, but before anyone goes to Jahannam, Jahannam will be brought onto the day of Qiyamah. Allah Ta'ala Jahannam ko logon ke saamne le aayenge. Hadith Sharif ke andar, hadith of Muslim, as far as I remember, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that the fire of Jahannam will be brought 70,000, it will have 70,000 ropes. 70,000 ropes, and with each rope there will be 70,000 angels. And they will drag the fire of Jahannam and they will bring it in front of everyone on the day of Qiyamah. And everybody will see the fire of Jahannam. So, iski kya fayda hai? What's the reason? What's the purpose behind this? Ke Jahannam ke aag ko Qiyamat ke din Allah Ta'ala har ek ke saamne layenge. کیوں 70,000 فرشتے جہنم کے آگ کے ساتھ 70,000 لگام ہوگی اور ہر ایک لگام کے ساتھ 70,000 فرشتے اتنی جو ہے وسیع جہنم ایک فرشتے کی قوت سبحان اللہ the power and the strength of one angel when Allah سبحانہ وتعالی destroyed the tribe of Lut علیہ السلام he said to سیدنا جبریل oh جبریل take the earth from underneath them and turn them over into it so جبریل علیہ السلام نے لوت علیہ السلام کی جو قوم تھی ان کو ہلاک کس طرح کیا اپنے ایک پر سے سیدنا جبریل علیہ السلام کی کتنے پر ہے how many wings does سیدنا جبریل علیہ السلام have 700 سیدنا جبریل علیہ السلام has 700 wings when Allah سبحانہ وتعالی's decision came on the tribe of سیدنا لوت علیہ السلام because of their engaging in haram acts and because of their kufr and their shirk Allah Ta'ala sends Jibreel, oh Jibreel, you go and bring my adab on them. Sayyidina Jibreel, with one of his 700 wings, he lifted the ground from underneath them and then he flipped the entire earth back down. So one angel, and that's one of his wings. Imagine how big Jahannam is. 70,000 angels are holding one rope, and there are 70,000 ropes, and they will be brought out. Ulama says, kafayda kya? What's the purpose? Why is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bringing the fire of Jahannam? Taqid the kuffar and the disbelievers and those who are going to go to Jahannam, when they see that, their fear is going to be even more. This is, subhanallah, in the Quran as well, you know, towards the end of Surah Al, these few ayat I always read. وَنُفِقَ فِي الصُّورِ فَصَعِقَ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا مَنْ شَاءَ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ نُفِقَ فِيهِ أُخْرَى فَإِذَا هُمْ قِيَامٌ يَنْظُرُونَ وَسِيقَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا إِلَى جَهَنَّمَ زُمَرًا. The kuffar, the disbelievers, they'll be brought towards Jahannam. حَتَّى إِذَا جَاءُهَا, when they come to the gates of Jahannam, فُتِحَتْ أَبْوَابُهَا, the doors will be open. Come in, straight in. But the believers, the Muslims, when they get to the gates of Jannah, حَتَّى إِذَا جَاءُهَا, Allah Ta'ala says, وَفُتِحَتْ أَبْوَابُهَا. فرق بس یہی ہے کہ ایک جگہ اللہ تعالیٰ واو استعمال کر رہے ہیں. In one place Allah is using the way, the only difference is in one place Allah is using the word wow and another place is not. When the kuffar, the disbelievers come to the gates of Jahannam, the doors will be wide open, go in. But when the believers come to the gates of Jahannam, وَفُتِحَتْ أَبْوَابُهَا. The Mufassirun say, Ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyya rahmatullahi alayhi al-Hadi al-Arwah, he says this wow is waqfa, pause, stop. The Muslims will come to the gates of Jannah so excited to enter and they will be stuck at the door. Why? So their raghbat, their desire, their yearning for Jannah increases even more. Main darwaze se bahir hoon aur jo dil ke andar itni shauk hogi ki bas Jannat ke andar ghus jaun. Allah Ta'ala says, bas intezar karo thoda sa. Aur is intezar ka fayda ye hoga ki raghbat aur zyada badhegi. So similarly, the fire of Jahannam is going to be brought, so people see that and their fear will increase even more. The fear of the disbelievers will increase even more, and the believers, their happiness will increase even more. Alhamdulillah, I'm saved from this. Imagine if there's Jahannam somewhere, you know, Alcatraz, far away. You're going to go to Alcatraz. You're going to go to, I don't know, Guantanamo Bay. I've not been to Guantanamo Bay. I don't know how bad it is. I don't know how bad Alcatraz is. It's bad, but I've not seen it. And now imagine on the day of Qiyamah, Allah brings Jahannam and He says, I've saved you from this. Alhamdulillah, Ya Allah, Alhamdulillah. I'm not going here, Alhamdulillah. And the kafir, the disbeliever, he'll say, I'm doomed, I'm going here. I'm finished, I'm destroyed. So this is why the وَعَرَضْنَا جَهَنَّمَ يَوْمَ إِذٍ لِلْكَافِرِينَ عَرْضًا الَّذِينَ كَانَتْ أَعْيُنُهُمْ فِي غِطَاءٍ عَنْ ذِكْرِي. And who are the kafirun, the disbelievers? Allah Ta'ala says, الَّذِينَ كَانَتْ أَعْيُنُهُمْ فِي غِطَاءٍ عَنْ ذِكْرِي. Those people on whose eyes there was parda, there was veil. عَنْ ذِكْرِي, from my remembrance. Ulama say, Mufassirun say, from my signs. They saw all my signs, but they still could not get to the haqq, to the truth. This whole world, subhanAllah, everything that exists. The ulama of kalam say, the scholars of kalam, how do you recognize Allah? How do you know Allah exists? Because we exist. Simple formula. Allah Ta'ala ki wujud ko hum kis tarah sabit kar sakte hain? Chunke hum, hamari wujud hai, isliye Allah ki wujud hai. Asaan si baat. The scholars say, this is how easy Allah has made it for us to recognize Allah. We exist, the alam exists, the dunya exists, that means Allah exists. Without Allah Ta'ala, without a creator, these things can't just happen magically. Can't happen magically. Subhanallah, Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi, he once had a debate with some atheists. And then they were waiting for him 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours. And he arrived very late. So they were atheists. They didn't believe in God. They were mulhid. Mulhid. Now Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi ek dafa, ye kuch discussion hui thi mulhidon ke saath. To bahut der se pahunche Imam sahab rahmatullahi alayhi. So they said, why are you so late? It's so late, you know, we've been waiting for ages. He said, why, what can I do? I was coming here and then I reached the ocean or the river, and I didn't have a boat, I didn't have a kashti, I didn't have a boat to cross the river, and then all of a sudden the tree in front of me started cutting itself up into wood, and then the wood started joining together to make a boat, and then I got in the boat and no one, there was no driver, and the boat by itself, or there was no, what do you call them, oarsman or whatever you call them, the boat by itself, it carried me over the river, and subhanAllah, that's why I'm here, that's why I'm late. Because I was waiting for the tree to chop itself up and for the planks of wood to make themselves into a boat. I was waiting for that. It took time. They said, are you foolish? Aapki akal kaam karti hai ya nahi? How can a tree cut itself up? How can those planks of wood make themselves into a boat? And how can, without anyone rowing the boat, magically the boat bring you here? How is that possible? He said, you can't even believe that much. You can't even believe that. You're saying this is muhal, impossible, impossible. None of you are going to believe me. You're going to say I'm pagal. But you can believe the whole universe. The sun and the moon and the stars and the night and the day and the planets, everything just happened like that. Nobody created them. یہ آپ کے عقل کے سے باہر ہے کہ ایک کشتی خود بخود اپنے آپ کو بنا سکتا ہے لیکن پورے عالم کو آپ بہت آسانی سے قبول مان لیا کہ یہ اس نے اپنے آپ کو بنا لیا اس کی کوئی خالق نہیں ہے اس کا کوئی جو ہے کریئٹر نہیں ہے So that's how you won the day. وہ حق پکا ہو گیا It's reality. Your logic can't comprehend anything. You know, we can't comprehend a simple thing makes itself. How can we comprehend the whole universe made itself? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, My signs are all around you. میری نشانات میری علامتیں آپ کے ارد گرد ہر جگہ ہے لیکن ان کی آنکھوں پر ایک پردہ تھی وہ میرے نشانات کو دیکھتے تھے لیکن پھر بھی مجھے پہچانتے نہیں الذين كانت اعينهم في غطاء That's why what is this world called in Arabic it's called عالم عالم is from the Arabic word عالم عالم means نشانی sign that everything in this universe is a sign وفي كل شيء له آية تدل على أنه هو الواحد in everything there is a sign that shows that he is the one creator who created everything subhanallah when one Imam Fakhruddin Razi rahmatullah in his tafsir he brings that this Bedouin man dihati Bedouin man villager he was asked how do you know Allah created everything he said al-ba'ratu tadullu ala al-ba'ir He said, if I'm in the desert and I see the droppings of a camel excrete, agar main gobar ko dekhta hoon, to mujhe pata chal jaye ki ye jo hai koi yahan pe koi bail ya bens idhar thi, isiliye to gobar hi hai na. Agar koi bail ya bens yahan se nahi chalta, guzarta, to gobar kahan se aayega? To foran mujhe maloom ho jata hai ki ye bail ya bens yahan se guzra hai. He said, "Al-ba'ru tadullu 'ala al-ba'ir." If I see some droppings of a camel, of an animal, I know automatically that an animal has passed by. وَأَثَارُ الْأَقْدَامِ عَلَى الْمَسِيرِ If I see footsteps, footprints, then I know a human being has passed by. اگر مجھے کسی کی قدم کی نشانات زمین کے اندر نظر آئے تو مجھے پتہ چل جائے گا واقعی کہ یہاں سے کوئی انسان گزرا ہے ورنہ مطلب کیا کہتے ہیں زمین کے اوپر ویسے قدم کی نشانات کہاں سے آئے گی And then he said, this much our minds can't comprehend that footsteps can happen by themselves, footprints can happen by themselves. Our mind cannot accept that a small mark on the ground can create itself. Our minds cannot accept that a drop of, you know, a animal dung can make itself. Our mind can't accept that. But somehow we've convinced ourselves that this whole universe made itself. How foolish, isn't it? How foolish, but shaitan makes that truth easy to reject. And this truth, very hard to reject. Are we understanding this point? So Allah Ta'ala is saying, my signs were around you, but الَّذِينَ كَانَتْ أَعْيُنُهُ فِي غِطَاءٍ Their eyes were covered by parda. The haq was in their faces, but they couldn't accept it. وَكَانُوا لَا يَسْتَطِيعُونَ سَمْعًا They couldn't see the truth. They couldn't hear the truth. They're not able to even hear the truth. أَفَحَسِبَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا أَن يَتَّخِذُوا عِبَادِي مِن دُونِي أَوْلِيَاءِ إِنَّا أَعْتَدْنَا جَهَنَّمَ لِلْكَافِرِينَ نُزُلًا Then Allah Ta'ala says, أَفَحَسِبَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا Do those people who have disbelieved, the kuffar and the mushrikun, do they think they can take my servants, my creation, as protectors, as guardians, as helpers, apart from me? All of the people in the dunya who do shirk with Allah with something that is also the makhluq of Allah. So Allah Ta'ala is saying, they're my makhluq, my creation, You're going to leave me and you're going to go to them for help? How is this, you know, how is this common sense? How does it make any sense? This is so foolish. I am the creator of everybody. People who worship an idol, people who worship a god, people who worship Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam. They say Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam is the son of God. Okay, Jesus is the son of God. Who created Jesus? All the Christians will say Jesus was created by God. So if Jesus is created by God, why are you worshipping something that God created? So this is precisely this. They're going to take my creation that I made with my hand. Had I not made it, it wouldn't have existed. They're going to take them as gods apart from me. Allah is rebuking that. إِنَّا أَعْتَدْنَا جَهَنَّمَ لِلْكَافِرِينَ نُزُلًا For these kafirin, for these disbelievers, I have made Jahannam a place of hospitality. Jahannam ko unke liye mehman nawazi ka jagah maine banaya. Nuzula ka matlab kya hai? Mehman nawazi. Nuzul means the final destination where you stop and you rest. And you relax. That's literally what it means. It gives a positive connotation. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, these people, their whole life, they worked hard. Kisi ke liye dunya ki zindagi aasan nahi thi. For nobody, the worldly life was easy. For the Muslim, for the non-Muslim, it was hard. لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي كَبَدْ. Allah Ta'ala says, we created insan in hardship. ہر ایک کے لئے دنیا کی زندگی مشکل ہے. By the end of it, you want to go to a place of nuzul, a place of aram, place of comfort. But for the kafir, the disbeliever, his place of comfort is going to be Jahannam. How a place of comfort is that? No food, no drink. A person is, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, the person who is in the lowest adab in Jahannam, lowest adab is someone whose feet, his feet will be burning with the fire of Jahannam. And the heat will be so hot کہ اس کی کوپری جو ہے بالکل بسٹ ہو جائے گی. His yaghli bihi dima'uhu, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, his brain will boil and bubble and explode from the heat of just his feet burning in Jahannam. That's the person who is in the lowest level of Jahannam. So you want this to be your aramga? So many years of this life you went through hardship. You lived your life, you went through parashani, musibat, mushkilat, bimari, marriage, children, sab kuch. At the end of it, you want to do aram. You want to go Jahannam. Aqal ki baat hai that you're preparing for Jahannam. Prepare for Jannah. That's what Allah Ta'ala is saying. Chalo, inshallah. I wanted to finish it this week, but chalo, inshallah, next week I think we'll finish off this surah, inshallah. Kuch mithai bhi taqseem kar lenge, inshallah. Kyunki surah Kahf ek surah khatam ho gayi, to inshallah. اللہ تعالیٰ قبول فرمائے انشاءاللہ. اللہ تعالیٰ ہم سب کا عمل کی توفیق نصیب فرمائے, صحیح سمجھ نصیب فرمائے. اللہ تعالیٰ give us all the correct understanding. سبحان اللہ بحمدی سبحانک اللہ بحمدی اشہد ان لا الہ الا انت استغفرک و اتوب الیک.